This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 104.3 FM, WQAM. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we will categorize every single Dolphins game for this season. Very excited. Very excited. But first, we got to get to our headlines. Brought to us by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices have fallen so fast, we're checking for a crater. Volkswagen's price like they've lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one. By the way, a shout out. Mickey Arison's going into the Hall of Fame this weekend.
Cool.
So looking forward to us. You know what's going to be interesting? I don't remember the last time. Does Mickey have to give a speech? Because like, when's the last time he spoke more than 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Kind of interested to hear what he has to say. Like even when he got announced, I think he did like 30-second answer because he was up there on the dais with like all the legends who are going in.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Bosh, I believe, is also going to be there this week for the 08 team. The 08 team's going in.
Cool.
So should be a fun weekend. Dwight Howard is going in. Shaq's presenting him.
Cool.
I know what you really want to hear.
What?
Round of 16, Eurobasket is set for Saturday. And here's our matchups, Leroy. The knockout round, half of the bracket is set. Right now we have the other side of the bracket. It's getting finalized today. So I'll have that for you tomorrow. I know you want the whole 16, but I can't give it to you. But I do have half of the bracket. So we're going to start off on Saturday, 5 a.m., all right? So get your coffee ready, and you're going to wake up with a little Swedish swish. The first ever appearance in the knockout round, Sweden goes up against Turkey. Let me tell you something. We had Goran Dragic on yesterday.
He said, watch out for Turkey.
He said, watch out for Turkey. And wouldn't you know it? Seems like a former Eurobasket MVP knows what he's talking about. They beat Serbia yesterday, Jennifer. Beat Serbia.
He knows.
But everybody already was in the...
Yeah. Look, you could say that. Şengün gave Joker the business. I got to just say what I saw. He really did. And so...
Okay.
What?
Okay.
He did.
Pipe down.
Şengün gave Joker the business. I'm just letting you know.
It doesn't even sound like you spell it.
It doesn't, actually.
It's S-E-G-U.
No, S-E-N.
Oh, say S-E-N-G-U-I-N.
Yes, but it's like, I think it's got one of those weird U's.
Goon.
Shane Larkin also cooking.
Now, this one here. Because his dad went to Michigan.
Yes.
So how does all of a sudden... He become Turkish.
He played in Turkey.
Naturalized citizen. All right. So he became a Turkish citizen because he had success after. Man, I love Shane Larkin on the Canes, dude.
Oh, he was awesome.
He was awesome.
Didn't he go in the first round too? Didn't he?
I believe he did go in the first round. He played for like the Nets. Played for the Mavericks, I think, a little bit. He's found a home in Turkey, and I think he's been making a good living over there. Mm. He's basically Turkish Kyrie.
There he goes again.
What?
You can't be Turkish Kyrie.
Why?
Minus one.
Because he's not Turkish.
Technically he is. No.
Okay. He's light-skinned. He might be able to get away with it.
Hold on. If you become a citizen of Turkey...
They're going to look at you and go...
Are you not Turkish?
They're going to go, what's your story? Because, yeah.
Like, for people who are, if they leave, people can become American citizens and you're American. So you're telling me if Shane Larkin became a naturalized citizen of
Turkey... Does he go, I'm American Turkish?
No, I think now he goes, he's Turkish.
But people don't do that here. People don't do that here.
What do you mean?
African American. They throw their nationality in front.
I get you. I'm sure if he's here, he's like, I'm an American. But I don't think
that makes you Turkish.
What do you mean? Hold on.
Yeah.
If
I went and did some work in Turkey, and I said, you know what, I'm going to live here.
Mm-hmm.
There ain't no way in hell you're going to look at me and go, he's Turkish.
If you get your citizenship,
I don't care.
You can claim Turkish.
I could have a sign that said, Turkish citizen. You're going to look at me and go, mm-mm.
If you show me your Turkish driver's license, what am I to say?
Mm-mm.
You box me in.
No, you'll be like, okay, what's the backstory?
Then I'm there can be a backstory, but people can come here and become citizens.
But we still call them by their nationality before America.
Yeah, but you are an
American.
But you are an American.
I'm Cuban American. I can go ahead and claim, I'm straight up Cuban.
No, but you could if you went to Cuba and you wanted to become a Cuban citizen. You can go, you know, they're probably going to make you rescind America. But you could be called a Cuban citizen.
Tobin looks like
but I'm still American.
You are. Nobody's saying Shane Larkin's not an American.
Mm-hmm.
There's a thing called dual citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
So you're boxed in.
No.
You literally are.
No. Look, man.
Is Snitchy Mouse not a dual citizen?
Yes.
Boxed in.
No.
That's not being boxed
That's
in.
That's not the same. This just because you say it, it's not even close.
It definitely is.
No, it's not. You know why?
Okay.
You know why it's not?
It is.
You know why it's not? Because her mom is Canadian.
Yeah.
Okay.
So?
Her mom's an American citizen.
Right.
But?
Mm-hmm.
He's also a Canadian citizen?
Yeah.
So she has dual citizenship.
Dual citizenship. That's crazy.
Okay, but that's different.
Yeah, but that's different. That's like, wait. If somebody was born in Germany because of their parents being in the military.
Right.
Are they German? Or American.
Yes.
Yes, they're German. They
like Kyrie is Australian.
Germany. Yes, where you're born is you become a citizen where you're born. Why do you think so many people come to America? Why do you think so many Haitians and Hispanics come to America to have their children here? Their child will be American.
So the point is Shane Larkin's Turkish now. And he's Turkish Kyrie. Anyway, stop keeping me up here. I got the rest of the lineup here. On Saturday morning at 8:15, before college game day, you guys can see Franz Wagner go up against Portugal. I like the Germans there. Then we got Lithuania versus Latvia at 11:30 a.m. And then the coup de grace.
Spell it.
Serbia versus Finland. At 2:45.
Spelling check, fool.
Going to be a big one.
Serbia versus
Finland.
Really?
Yeah. Lauri Markkanen's been, he's basically been Finnish Hakeem.
Hey, hold on. Are they familiar with our work here?
What's wrong?
Versus, not verse. You're giving grammar corrections? Have you listened to this show?
Yeah, come on now.
Right.
Like, you were just asking for trouble.
I'm just letting you know. I just wanted to give everybody the lineup.
I was born in Germany to service member parents. I'm American. He's not German. Every country doesn't do that.
But he could claim German. He was born there.
No.
Mm-hmm. And I don't even understand what your argument is. He got his citizenship to play for the Turkish team, so he is a citizen. He is Turkish.
No, he got a green card or some type of work visa.
He became a naturalized citizen.
He became a citizen.
Yes!
No.
That's how that works!
Okay.
And then you're Turkish!
Okay.
You sound silly!
Okay. Okay. But one of these things is not like the other. So when he's walking around Turkey, they ain't going,
No, I don't actually. You know what? I think there's. They're thinking to themselves.
Time out. You think when Dennis Schröder walks around Germany, people be like,
"Yeah,
oh, he's German."
No, they ain't saying that.
Right.
They gonna say, "Where you from?"
But and then he'll tell them where he's from, and then he'll and I'm like, "Oh, okay, you're German."
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Listen, there's just certain places in the world where you can be from that country or you can be a natural a citizen of that country, but just based on how you walk around in the streets, you might get some questions.
Doesn't matter if you get questions. You are what you are. You can say that all you want, but you are what you are. He's Turkish.
Okay. Evan 11, thank you. We know.
We're not talking about ethnicity.
Right. Hey, don't you have a list to keep going through?
We're talking about nationality.
No, I gave the whole lineup. I just don't like that you guys have taken away.
No, you got
Shane,
this.
You guys Tobin, have taken away right Shane Larkin.
Tobin, you got it.
Turkish citizenship.
Tobin, you're right.
Failing Ramsey.
You guys all of a sudden became customs for Turkey.
Turducken.
You're simple. You're a simple person.
Really?
Yeah, you are.
Point.
Oh, really?
You're disrespecting Shane Larkin.
Sure. I'm not disrespecting Shane Larkin.
You kind of are.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, kind of.
Now, listen.
Nobody can ever go to another country and find happiness.
No. That's not what
I'm
saying.
That's kind of what you said.
He can say he's Turkish. He can have a family there. He can be Turkish for the rest of his life. He has that right. Went over there, worked, probably made a good living for himself. Whatever. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is when he walk in the streets of Turkey, how many times do you have to say, I'm Turkish?
Shane Larkin's a big star there. I think they're probably like, that's our hero. A national hero.
Nurkic and
he's not Turkish.
Who's Turkish?
Nurkic is not.
Who's
Turkish? He's from Bosnia.
Who's from Turkey?
Şengün.
Şengün, yeah.
Omer Yurtseven.
Şengün and Omer Yurtseven and Shane Larkin. Yeah, okay. See, you hear those names?
Yeah. I'm aware. I live in America. There's people with a lot of different names.
Okay. And this idiot surely, truly doesn't know what Turkish people are. No, I don't. I'm not. It has nothing. He looks like he could be Turkish.
No, listen. Who knows who?
Oh, Kantor is Turkish?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think they claim him anymore.
No, they don't like him. Right. They hate him. Because he's against the government.
Yep. Remember the government tried to kill him? That's what he claimed. That's why he changed his name to Freedom? What did he change his name to?
Nah, I don't know.
Freedom?
Enos something. Enos Penis.
Oh my God. What the hell was that?
Bet you wouldn't say that to his face.
Hey, yo.
Enos Penis.
Doesn't Şengün have a little bit of, what's my
hey,
name?
Yo.
Niang.
Is he a little portly?
Yeah.
He's a big guy. He ain't Joker.
Şengün, no. Joker's a big dude.
Mm-hmm.
But Şengün got a little Niang in him.
And you're saying Joker doesn't?
He's got a lot of what? A lot of what?
A little Niang.
Yo, what are you doing?
We'll take a break.
Please.
Get back into the Dolphins. I have categorized every game this season. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Another day here on WQAM on your FM dial, 104.3. Let's get to a little 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, brought to you by the Lexus TX. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Also want to let you guys know, how would you guys like the chance to have a Pro Bowl Miami football player come and visit your elementary school? Could happen. It's WQM's MVP experience with the Dolphins. Zach, sealer it on up. If you guys want to win the opportunity to have old sealer it on up come to your school, go to WQM.com, enter an elementary school in Broward or Dade, and you'll see if you can win. Get a visit from Zach Sealer. We'll speak to the students. For contest rules, go to WQAM.com. All right, Leroy. You asked for this, and I obliged, just simply for you.
Who asked for it?
Leroy asked for this.
What?
Okay, Vlad asked for it, technically, but I can tell you wanted it, too. And that is, we got to have ourselves, you know, not every game is created equal. They all may be worth one win, but there are different stakes for each game. And so, this is your 2025 Miami Dolphin schedule categories. Leroy, are you ready?
I'm scared.
I'm like, this is like, you know, anytime you do a segment like this, it's like biting into a hot pepper and going, is it really, really hot or just a little hot? So, like, go ahead.
Jennifer, are you ready?
I'm a little scared, but yes. Yeah, I'm ready.
Vlad. Because you know you're going to go, oh, he's excited.
Are you ready?
Look, Vlad is over there fist pumping. He is excited.
I've asked for this. Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Tobin.
Thank you, Santa Tobin. Thank you, Tobin Claus.
Miss Don King. All right. We know week one. I'm not going to, you know, there's no trickery here. We already know. Week one. Bingo. Don't lose. Don't lose to the Colts.
Don't lose. It's not a must win. You don't have to win.
It's not a must win. But don't lose to the Colts. Okay?
Don't lose.
So you guys knew that one.
Yeah.
All right? But that's an example of what this is. All right? Each game is categorized.
Okay.
Week two.
Ghost.
The Miami Dolphins host the New England Patriots. Home opener Sunday at 1 o'clock. Leroy, this is an LIS game.
L-I-S?
L-I-S.
Oh, what's the
Jennifer,
L-I-S?
You know what that is?
I'm trying to remember what you said last time about it.
You haven't, because I've never used this one before.
Oh, so you changed
I really
this
had
is
to,
a new no, one.
This is a new
on
one.
On Tuesday, you had a different wording for this.
No, I have
so
different ones.
You're mixing them up. Out the gate, we get a new
It's
term?
A new one, because I was really trying to think, Vlad, what is this game? What are the stakes of this game? Because you could say, yeah, this is a... You know, do you just chalk it up? No. Instead, what this one is, you arrive at Hard Rock Stadium and LIS, Leroy, you draw a line in the sand.
Datesoff knew it.
It's a line in the sand, dude.
Evan Levinson losing style.
No, not losing style. It is a line in the sand because everyone has been chatting up the old New England Patriots this year. Mike Vrabel this. Drake May that. Well, you know what you got to do when they come into your barn, Leroy?
TCB.
No, dude, you gotta draw a line in the sand.
Jesus.
I'm not saying that.
Why not?
You just said TCB.
I know. And I was reluctant to say
you're two weeks. You're 2 weeks ahead of that.
Oh.
Next.
Week three.
This is a big one. This is.
I think I know.
Thursday night football on the road against the Buffalo Bills.
I think he gave us a hint not too long ago that every time you play the Bills, every Bills game is
a
must win.
No.
No. Wait, didn't you say something about like you're back against the wall or something like that?
No.
Okay.
No.
That could be added as a category later on.
Statement game.
Yes! It is a statement. Leroy, you nailed it. Statement.
Spirit, Leroy.
Game. Week three.
By the time they get out of the first month of the season, they should be exhausted with all these named games.
No. Look, we got a don't lose, line in the sand, statement game.
All right. So then, week four against
Monday
the Jets.
Monday night football.
Monday night.
Hosting the New York Jets in your new little black, dark water blue jerseys.
Oh, right. What's that? The City Edition jerseys, whatever that
yep.
is?
Yep.
Karen has said every game, Bill's game is a PTG.
Pretty God.
You know what? I like that one, actually.
Monday night football against the Jets. This is your first TCB. You got to take care of business. It's in your barn. National TV, got the new jerseys on. It's the Jets, dude. You got some people picking the Jets to finish against the Dolphins. What kind of slap in the face is that? You got to take care of business against the New York Jets.
Now, what happens if you don't take care of business against the New York Jets?
If you don't take care of business, you're not about business, lad. That's what that means. Wow. That's what that means. It means you're not about business. All right? And we've been lied to this entire time. That's why it's a TCB. You got to take care of business. And in fact, the Dolphins better bring your briefcase, because then the next week on the road against the Carolina Panthers, that's also a TCB.
I like that.
Back-to-back TCBs. B, TB, TCB.
Okay. That's a lot.
I don't know what's worse.
What?
You saying it?
Yep.
Are you going through it in your head to
he
make
was
sure?
Going through it in his head.
To make B, TB!
Championship aspirations
TCB.
Already kicked my ass today, so.
Like, he was like, B, DB.
Jordan Love.
What about, hey, what about SOB?
The champion.
Standing on business.
I'm glad you talked over this.
No, he can replay it.
Oh. Jordan Love. This is what he feels the championship.
He's just calling a train, guys.
Professional speaker.
Hey, the quarterback threw an out route, but your mouth ran a go route.
That's
bad. Point for the lead. We got time. My man.
It's on me.
So week six.
Week six, hosting the Chargers at 1 o'clock.
Ooh. Oh, versus Herbert. And Jim Harbaugh. Khaki pants.
This is a Tua duel.
A Tua duel?
This is a Tua duel. This is mano a mano. This is all classic. Tua v. Herbert. He's 2-0 against him in his career. He's got to keep that undefeated streak going.
So we calling this a Tua duel?
This is a Tua duel.
Okay.
A Tua duel.
So is this the same as when Eli Manning played against San
Phillip
Diego?
Rivers, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
1-2.
Yep.
Peyton playing against Ryan Leaf didn't last very long.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Right. So Tua duel.
Is there gonna be another Tua duel?
Oh, we'll have to find out. We might have to find out, Vlad.
I didn't know we were renaming them.
What do you mean?
He literally warned
the same.
Us.
We can have repeat names.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're categories. There's not. It's not like I'm titling each game. That'd be crazy. I could do that if you want me to do that.
No.
I already did.
Let's just pull the Band-Aid off.
Okay. Well, I gotta take a break. You know.
Take a break.
We'll take a break. I'll finish this list. We'll do Goosies, No Goosies next hour. We will. We'll move that because it's too important. It's too important.
Yeah.
You know, we're not even halfway through the schedule. You've been so excited about these, Leroy.
Elated. Look at him.
He almost fell off his chair.
Wait till we
can't hold the excitement.
Man, the Ravens game, I'm really proud of.
Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness. That Bengals game. Woo.
Take a break. Back up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, lads and lasses, to Tobin and Leroy. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. You guys can watch the show every single day. Channel on YouTube, 104.3 WQAM. On Twitch, Miami 104.3 WQAM. You can also stream us in your ears, Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn apps, and of course now in Crystal Clear FM. Been going through the Dolphins schedule. Leroy wanted every one of these games categorized for this season.
That was not me. That was Vlad. Make sure.
How is it going as you hope so far, Vlad?
It has gone exactly what I was hoping for.
Is that the actual schedule in hand now?
No, this is me writing down.
I love it.
What you said and the week. So week one is a don't lose game versus Indianapolis.
Yep.
Week two is line in sand game.
Yep.
Hosting the Patriots.
Yep.
Week three, statement game. It's always a statement game when you face the Bills.
Yep.
Week four, take care of business.
Yep.
Week five, take care of business.
Yep.
Week six, a new one added.
Yep.
We've had two new categories added. One was line in sand. The second one is Tua duel.
Yep, a Tua duel.
A Tua duel versus the Chargers.
So that leaves us in week seven.
That we are now entering week seven.
Yep.
Let's go.
All right. Got that football music? Yeah, dude! Sunday, October 19th in Cleveland. That's a don't lose, dude. Do not lose to the Cleveland Browns. Sorry. You kind of agree, though.
Don't lose.
Don't lose to the Cleveland Browns. Week 8 against Atlanta. That's a TCB. I don't know what to make of Atlanta. Are they good? Are they not good? Are they mediocre?
Weren't they in the playoffs last year?
Were they?
No.
No.
They lost the division to the Buccaneers.
Okay, yeah. Oh, it was the last game of the season was division for the division.
Right.
Gotcha.
They lost to the Saints, I believe. Or they lost to Carolina. I think Tampa beat the Saints. So now we reach the halfway mark of the season.
Week 9, Thursday night football.
Ooh, be more.
Against the Baltimore Ravens.
Short week.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Tough.
This is a GCG.
GCG? What is that?
A GCG. This is,
wait. What does that mean?
This is an HOA game. Hold on to your asses.
You and I are kind of on the same wavelength. A little bit. Yes, we're kind of in the same wavelength.
Go cover bet?
No.
Is it on the road?
No, it's at home.
It's at home.
Oh, Thursday? We used to have a 500-mile rule.
We did. But this is a GCG.
Okay. Define it.
Gigante cojones game.
Gigante. Big.
Wow. That's almost
Gigante
a
Gigante cojones. No, dude, that's not how Spanish
cojones.
Works.
Cojones. Cojones, papo.
Gigante cojones.
But that would be J, not G.
Gigante.
What are you talking about?
Leroy?
It's G, man.
Spanish?
Gigante is G.
What is wrong with
an
you?
An H.
You didn't take Spanish, did you?
I did.
If you want to gringo it, Chai Johnson has checked in. He also goes, gut check game? Pretty good.
Okay.
If you wanted to gringo it. Okay. But we're down here in the 305. So that's a gigante cojones game, Leroy.
Browns is an SS cojones. Game. Smooth sailing.
Yeah. I mean, don't lose to the Browns. That's a game right there. Baltimore, Thursday night football, in your building.
Dave South, stop.
He's a giant.
With a J.
It's a giant.
All right, championship.
What? Next week, week 10. Mm-hmm. This is the tough part of the schedule, by the way, for the Dolphins. This is what we like to call the teeth of the schedule, Leroy, just so you know.
Are they traveling?
No. Home against the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, statement game.
Statement game.
Again.
Once, unless they win their first statement game against the Bills, then becomes a super statement game.
A super statement
game. Because you can do it once.
Do you think they can?
That's a statement.
They'd be that lucky?
I don't know. That's why it's a super statement game.
Wait, don't you have to start somewhere?
Did you not hear the
they haven't beat the Bills in forever.
But if they beat them in week three.
And then you're going to complain about beating them twice?
Then you super that means you backed it up?
Whoa. Again. Leroy.
I get you, man. I get you.
He gets me.
You can do it once, you can do it twice.
Can you do it twice? Anybody can do it once.
If you do it twice.
Could you do it twice?
If you get the wrench,
there's a
get the ball.
If you can dodge a wrench.
If you beat them the first time, you made a statement.
Right.
If you beat them a second time, you double that statement.
That's a super statement.
Now you own them. Now you might be owning them because you beat them in the whole season. I got you, bro.
Yep.
I got you.
Yep.
If they won twice this year, they still won't own the Buffalo Bills.
But they made statements.
But you made a super statement.
We might be able to buy a baby Bjorn, whatever it's called.
Yep.
That. Mm-hmm.
We could stick the pacifier in Josh Allen's mouth for once.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right.
That's how that would go.
I got you.
Now, another part of the teeth of the schedule. We got to get on that bird.
There has to be a bird.
Yeah, because that's where the plane is.
Yeah, and then we're flying across
Madrid.
To Madrid.
Yep.
Spain.
Mm-hmm.
The Playa Paella.
No.
The what? Come on,
man. You had it going until that.
Minus one.
You had it until that.
You got too excited.
Yeah.
Too much?
Just a little.
I think it's too much, yes.
Just a little.
How about the El Matador game? You know, you're the Matador. They're the bull.
They're the bull? Okay.
Who they play?
Washington Commanders.
No.
Fair enough. You get a bye week after that.
Wait, what's this game called?
El Matador.
That's the name of the game?
El Matador. Game?
The bull game.
Or the Playa
Matador.
Paella.
Matador.
I think we're going to go with Matador. We'll go with Matador.
Then we got a bye week.
Nope.
Whoa. Got a bye week. Then you got a don't lose against the Saints. Don't lose to the Saints.
I agree.
Don't lose to the Saints. At home. Not even at the Superdome. At home.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then after that, finally, we're going to test this team out. Okay?
They haven't been tested for the first 2 months?
Well, they've been tested, but not tested like this.
How did they not test it when they just went back-to-back against
Baltimore? I'm going to explain how.
Vlad,
fair questions.
The rules is man's life. Have baffled me since the day we met.
I was with you until, I was with you until Spain.
He's getting ready to lose us now, because I could already tell.
Sims says this list is soft. You played four division wins, no must wins. Look, Sims, That's a fair critique if you were to put that out there. But here's, let me explain. Must wins are like chameleons. You don't quite know when they pop up. All right. So there are no must wins in this yet. They're not. Now, must wins could emerge, but not yet.
And anyway, you won't know until the schedule plays out.
Exactly, dude.
And then that's when your backs are against the wall, maybe?
Exactly. But the Dolphins, they haven't been tested yet. But this one.
This is week 13.
Week 14.
Oh, okay.
Against the New York Jets on the road. And it's not the Jets that we're testing them against.
The cold.
It's the cold, Leroy. A Winter Soldier game. Can you go in there and brave the elements?
Wait, Winter Soldier did game? You just name this game Winter Soldier?
That's right.
You got way too much time when you go home at night.
This was asked. This was requested by Vlad. He wanted to know. This is a Winter Soldier game, my friend.
Okay, I'm sorry.
On the road.
Wait, we tie it in? Bucky? Mascot Bucky?
Huh? All right, I'm sorry.
Yeah, too much.
Why?
So let's go back here because I think I lost you in one of these weekends.
Yeah.
So week 10 is a super statement game if they beat the Bills in week
right.
three.
Statement but game that could become game. A super statement game.
And then week 11 is what?
El Matador.
So then week 12.
Bye.
And then week 13.
Don't lose.
Saints.
Hosting the Saints.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Week 14 at the Jets and Winter Soldier. Got to test yourself. And then, week 15, at Pittsburgh on Monday Night Football.
In the cold.
Is that a Winter Soldier game, too?
Here's the thing. It's a bit of a hybrid because it is a Winter Soldier game.
Because it's going to snow that day. It's going to snow.
But here's what it really is.
Are you calling it now? It's going to snow.
Oh, it's a Jalen Ramsey revenge
it's
game.
It's a revenge game, Vlad. You nailed it, dude. It's a revenge game on both sides, okay? Because the Dolphins, we're going to make a stinker for Minka. We got our revenge game. They got their revenge game. Ramsey versus McDaniel. Minka versus Mike Tomlin.
What just happened to my life?
Can you say that one more time?
You got to make a stinker for Ninka.
Make a stinker?
For Minka.
For Minka. Okay.
Okay. Ooh, thank God.
We got that. Prime time.
Why does it sound like that? Can you use a different phrase?
Just a revenge game?
No, because it makes it sound like you're going to just put a bag of poop on somebody.
Well, that's what I want him to do. I want a stinker for Minka to go in there. I want him to pick off. Oh, I also forgot Jonnu Smith. Well, he was happy. He just got his money. Is he upset?
Yes, no. He is. Yes. He wanted to stay in Miami.
Well, he was at Dirty Boxing.
He wanted to get paid.
He's from here.
Yeah, he wanted to stay home.
Pause up.
Yep.
It's also what?
The naming of these games stink of.
No, I'm just like, my ears are so loud.
Are you not excited for Stinker for Minka?
I like Stinker
Revenge
for
game?
Minka.
I mean, I like the name.
So stop hating.
We'll see. Vlad, continue.
Where was I?
Revenge game, week 15.
It's a revenge game, though. Mostly important. It's a revenge game on both sides. While it is a Winter Soldier and it is a prime time game, these are all big things, okay? Ultimately, this comes down to a revenge game. Classic revenge game, Leroy.
All of that to say classic revenge game.
Yep.
Okay.
I loved it. All right, what's next?
Week 16, which is my last categorized game.
Really? So
yes.
There's no category for week 17 and 18?
Subject attained based on the standings.
Okay.
So we need to know because I don't really know what those are going to be yet.
So week 16.
Week 16, my final one, Leroy. This is a PTTD.
Is this new?
A PTTD.
A PTTD?
It's a primetime Tua duel.
Oh, Cincinnati!
Dolphins, Bengals, Sunday Night Football. A primetime Tua duel. Tua v. Joe Burrow.
Who needs more haters?
I like it.
You look exhausted.
I like it.
Dude.
This was great.
I don't think that coffee's working for him.
This you was have worn great. Me down today.
This Why? Was great.
What did I say?
What was more painful, your back right now or this?
This.
You're lying.
This.
You're lying to yourself. Don't lie.
I'm not
Come
lying
on.
To myself.
You're lying to yourself. You know you enjoyed
this. Tua duels, revenge games, gigante cojones. We got it all, dude. Don't lose. TCBs. Look at this schedule. Football's back.
Starts tonight. God.
He got this. He going.
Speaking of tonight, I'll take the Cowboys.
You have said that.
You're taking the points. Yeah. You're not taking them to win.
Yeah. They could win, though.
And they ain't winning.
Okay.
Nick T says, PTTD, Pony Tobin talks dumb. El Borre says, Tobin has been a handful today.
Yes.
Have I?
I think you've been your normal self.
Thank you.
I do.
I did wake up today, though, with football back in a better mood, I will say.
I do agree. I like some of LIS, Lion in Sand. That's a good one.
Oh, I forgot about that one. Yes.
That's a good one.
Lion in the Sand.
The Tua Duel. I like the Tua Duel.
Aren't you sick of Mike Vrabel just getting props for being Mike Vrabel?
I've been on the same side as New England is now. That we had some success beforehand. They haven't had any success yet. We had some success. We went to the playoffs the year before. And there was a lot of people that picked us to win the Super Bowl. And that was before, you know, the team decided to move and whatever. But this might be, and this only happens a couple of times, where they've just crowned these guys as the big up-and-comers, and they haven't had a success, anything close to a successful season in a minute.
Right.
And so my question is, that's a big jump. Right? When you think of, look at what Washington did. That's a big jump. Sometimes these jumps happen because everything lines up for you in that season. But it doesn't mean that's a building point to where you just keep getting all those same things. So I'm just wondering, you know, like, for example, wasn't Washington, they won a game because somebody was hyping up the crowd.
That was awesome.
Right? How many games you going to win like
that?
The
Bears.
Right. How many games you going to win like that?
I don't know.
But I'm just saying, like.
Although that throw on Monday Night Football. Oh.
Right.
Oh.
I'm just saying to just say that they're here and now they're going to build on it. I'm just a little more cautious. I'm a little, you know, less enthusiastic about claiming teams like that. There are certain teams you can say that with. Right? You can say that with, you know, I'm a little reluctant to say it about Cincinnati, who's everybody just appointing them. Oh, he's healthy. He's back. Your defense is terrible. Until I see that improvement.
Although they did get old Hendrickson. They gave him a bump.
Right. But until I see that, I'm not just going to claim they're anything other than Cincinnati. Right? Like, I mean, they gave Cincinnati and New England just a pass.
Yep.
Like, you guys are going to be awesome this year. I'm not buying it. I'm not. So we'll see. Like, there's certain teams like.
It's like people take you to the, like, you go to the NFL farmer's market and they're trying to, like, sway you on their produce. And you're like, I'm not buying it, dude. You go to the Bengals stand, you're like, mm-mm.
No.
What is this, some hybrid fruit?
Wait.
No, thanks.
Oh, okay, yeah, you made the Super Bowl. Great for you. Then your quarterback got killed.
You ever go to a farmer's market?
Yeah.
Enjoy it?
Oh.
I actually have a question.
Sure.
What exactly does the game in Spain mean to you? El Matador, like, what does that mean? The Matador.
It means I feel like they're facing a bull, and the mm-hmm. Dolphins need to show that they're the Matador.
So it's kind of like a...
That's not very physical.
Like a wink? A wink, like you must win?
It's not really a must win. Like, it's a hard game. I mean, I think Washington's a decent team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, they're good.
You know?
I just think that sometimes, and this happens in a lot of sports, sometimes things line up for you perfectly to where you get a good trip during the season, right? But you have to be able to take a step back from that and see what things could happen again.
Mm-hmm.
And what things are most likely not to happen again. The quarterback is going to be awesome. The wide receiver is going to be awesome.
Right.
But they had a lot of things that happened that weren't the quarterback or whatever that got them a couple of wins.
If I – Nick on the chat.
Wow, Nick.
That's brutal.
That's
but also funny.
Point for Twitter.
Surprised you. You actually beat Schmeath into the punch.
They had the same thing coming.
Ah, they both had the same joke.
Tobin is El Fatador. Bastards. If I did have to genuinely... We got to go to a break here, Jennifer. Yes. But if I had to generally categorize it, because it's not a rivalry game, it's an NFC game, it's an international game. So it's just, you know what it really is? It's a show me something game. That's okay. All it would be. It would show me something.
Missouri? Missouri game?
I don't get it.
Minus one.
You don't get it either?
I got it, but I'm still
getting it. What is Missouri?
The show me state. So he's like, is it a show me state?
Is that what
game?
That is? Yeah. It's called the show me state?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Okay. Well, then that's why you didn't get it.
Yeah. But that, look, it would show me something. If you, they go to Spain.
You, is there anything you know east of the west of the Mississippi? Or are you mostly East Coast?
Did you not see me try and tell time in Dallas?
We literally almost got the fist fight on the
just
conveyor
one
belt.
Hour.
We literally almost got the fist fight on the conveyor belt. Because I've never seen a no friend of mine is going to be this dumb.
Final hour coming up. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.